This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of the hundreds of incredibly important stories I have lying before me today, the first one I want to cover opens the theme. I don't set the theme here daily. What is basically openly being thrown in our face is what sets the theme. We are in a completely gamed system. The stock market, the currency rates, the interest rates. I would have economic guests on, many of them have been the top folks in their field, like Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, the late great, and they would talk about how the markets were rigged specifically. And then it came out years later that exactly what he said and others talked about was totally true. They rigged the unemployment. They rigged the numbers that come in on inflation. It's all rigged, and it's getting more overtly rigged. Now, I got up this morning and saw the New York Times unveiling Alexa, an Amazon company that will control every device in your house for your convenience. It'll be like Siri, but 2.0. And, of course, they admit that they've merged. This is admitted. Amazon.com with the CIA and the NSA. And then on top of it, 2 years ago, in the middle of October, Alexa was mainly an internet traffic rating site. And we could look at our Google Analytics and look at our own servers and see that it was pretty accurate. It would operate off people that basically had dashboards or visited Alexa. Then it would put cookies on your computer to track where you went. And after we first reported on it, WorldNet Daily and others confirmed that thousands of libertarian and conservative sites, including DrudgeReport.com, had their ratings brought down 80% on one day. Amazon didn't even lazily, just slowly, where it's not noticeable, lower us. They just did it overnight. Now, we can sit there, and we've shown people these graphs with our internal stats and Google programs, and show our traffic exploding, but you can just see that in the news. You can see that in bumper stickers all over the country. You can see that with the Late Show talking trash about us and other major programs on a daily basis. But it's indicative of the total rigging of society and civilization. Now, advertisers operate off of results, so it doesn't matter if the supposed major rating service is cooking everything because people know they're getting results. But this is what's crazy. They didn't just cut our visitors by 80% in one day and then never bring it back up. I mean, you see the spikes, but it's brought down into a valley. They then gave an 80% boost on average to every communist, socialist, or Democrat site. Mass criminal racketeering, organized crime, to direct the economy through a technocracy to socialist and communist and establishment, Goldman Sachs approved type media outlets and websites and commerce sites. This is Amazon that wants to be over global commerce, that's being raided all over the world as we speak from Japan to Germany for running trust, running monopolies, best buddies with Obama, and they're engaged in trying to create a monopoly here domestically, not just of products, but to literally defraud us and not let us get advertisers. Criminal assault. And the reason I bring up this theme is here's the next article. Infowars.com. ABC cuts live stream when Trump starts talking about Hillary's support for ISIS. It's system-wide.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year's supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction. The body's burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got a bunch of special guests joining us. We have the individual in a close race with the Speaker of the House joining us and more today. But before I go any further, let me just break down the facts. If you go read the press releases of the Bilderberg Group, if you go read the press releases and statements and mission statements of organizations like Davos, that is just a public Bilderberg Group meeting, quasi-public, they tell you, we are technocrats setting up a technocratic, technotronic world. The first person to call it that, well, they had the technocrat movement back in the 20s and 30s, but the first person to call that in modern times was Zbigniew Brzezinski. And he's one of the top global architects the last 50 years in this country and is still in charge to a great extent. I've read six of his books where he calmly talks about how he manipulated the Khmer Rouge to kill 30% of the Cambodian population. Now he's quite proud of that. He now makes statements at the Council on Foreign Relations that we played many times where he says it's easier just to wipe out the population now than to control them. Technocracies are gamed economies that take royalty to the next level. Under ancient hereditary royalty, the king is the law, the king is above the law, the king owns everything, including the population. It's called feudalism, a fancy term for slavery. The best slaves don't know they're slaves. And they are dazzled by the fancy regalia and the banners and the horns and the big Clydesdale horses of the royalty and the jewels. It must be their right to rule over us, or they wouldn't be in power, the divine right of kings. Now, that said, this new system has been established where the major hedge funds, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others, now in the last 3 years, were given global diplomatic immunity by the United Nations from all crime. They have established systems where they admit they rig the stock market. 95% of the trades, that's mainstream news, are completely rigged, totally fake. Just all computerized, all staged, like a fake casino. The currency rates globally, totally staged, every day. The insurance rates, staged. The interest rates, staged. All staged, all admitted to be staged. They've gone from a decade denying it to just, yes, we staged everything. Now move along. The New York Times came out in an article yesterday. It was Billy Corgan sent me this morning and said, have you seen this? And I said, no, but I've seen the same talking point 100 places last week. And it's, we need to go ahead and lie about Donald Trump. We need to go ahead and maybe take the election from him. The New York Times writer said a few months before that, we need to just kill him. Somebody needs to put a bullet in him, he said. And you read the article, and it says, look, it's our moral duty to lie about Trump. We're liberals, and it's just something we have to do. Here it is. Amazon has big plans for Alexa running the Star Trek home. That's another New York Times article. And it's written like it's fun and it's cute. And it's going to be voice activated and run all your appliances and everything in your home. And it's called Alexa. And the program is called Echo. Now, it was the dream of Al Gore and Ken Lay in the early 1990s. They developed it in the late 1980s, but went public in the early 1990s with a global carbon tax plan to control all life, track everything, but selectively tax so you could shut down all competition. That's the real holy grail of this new royalty that's above the law. But by us using their computer systems, they're then able to gain the economy even more. And they talked about thermostats, smart meters in all your houses that would also monitor and run and control all your other appliances, even if you didn't like it. And they said as long as it's ubiquitous, our psychologists have found, and already in all the homes, they will opt in to these systems. But even if they don't, the average person's so busy. They talk about us like they're Martians looking at us under a microscope, you know, planning to invade, like the intro of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. Not the movie, but the book. They coldly from space watched us and prepared. And in fact, you guys print me the intro to War of the Worlds, because that's what it is. And I don't mean aliens, but the elite act just like it. And I'm just sitting here watching them build it all around us. Just like I told you 18 years ago that the new TVs and cable boxes had microphones and cameras, and I would bust them open on television and show you. And then all hell would break loose days after. death threats, attacks, I mean, hell on earth, whenever I would get to that. Because you weren't supposed to know at that point. Now, CNN, your TV is watching you. Samsung TVs tell you, watch what you say, we're watching you and selling the data right now. Whether it's AT&T or whether it's Samsung, whether it's a digital provider or the device itself, all of them are making money selling it into the grid. Now, what am I getting at here? Because I've got all this other incredible news, but here's what's happening in 2016. Just as Matt Drudge was told a year ago by a Supreme Court justice, just as he came here to warn us on air and no one else. This is the year they turn it all on. 2 years ago, Alexa, in one day, delisted thousands of libertarian, conservative, Christian, and veterans group and Second Amendment sites. In one day, Alexa, the global rating service, supposedly of internet traffic, brought us down 80%. Now, we went and showed on InfoWars.com article our internal Google track stats that are live. Not just some sampling that, you know, the Democrat Bezos puts out. Okay? And we were actually climbing at that point, and so was basically all other libertarian conservative media, while MSNBC, CNN, they were all dropping. So they didn't just drop us 80%, they lifted them 80%, sometimes 100%. So the graphs went like this. Globalist media straight up, patriot media straight down. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this has continued and intensified. Now, in the real world, you see our bumper stickers everywhere. You see our links everywhere. You see the videos everywhere. You see all of this. So they have inversed these. MSNBC goes straight up. We go straight down. Now, you notice even though they cut us down, we still keep going up because we're growing so fast. They just sloppily turned us down 80%. But then if you look at a five-year graph, we've now climbed back up above that because we're really much, many times higher than what they're even saying. But here's the next level. These are the people that are going to basically give you a device, but you just pay for the service, a little robot that sits in your house. It is an Imperial probe droid. And it's jacking into everything, stealing everything, and running your life, and you talk to it, it's your new family member. What a joke. I mean, you think it's bad with Zuckerberg calling his users dumb effers, or Drudge saying, you know, remember when we were still human, feel the air, you know, feel the water, walk in the woods. Remember when it showed all his minions wearing the goggles, seated with virtual reality as he walks by them as the super predator? Remember that photo a few months ago? So it's across the board. Where Amazon is the biggest commerce site in the world, bigger than Walmart, with overall sales, bigger than Walmart, and it's going to game everything and have a device in your house that runs and tracks everything that you talk to, that's like it's your husband or wife, and they're involved in monopoly and trust actions all over the world creating monopolies. And they're involved creating monopolies, saying no one else is getting traffic they politically don't agree with. That's the equivalent of the Germans first in 1936, 37, closing Jewish shops. First, you turn off the money of the people. Well, what Amazon and Zuckerberg and everybody is doing is direct siege, economic warfare. Just like they won't give veterans groups or Christian groups or other charities 501c3s. They won't give one out, but give Democrats tens of thousands a year. And then they go and they prosecute and persecute the other organizations that already had their tax exemptions. This is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous reign of terror. And what I'm getting at here today, I'm going to skip this network break, is that the next phases are about to come into place. We've already seen them in Germany and seen them in France and seen them in China, where they are, quote, banning internet news, period, in China. Even banning mainstream news online. That was the headline last week. China bans news online. And who works with them? Who's learning from them? Zuckerberg. Apple is one of the worst. Google, I believe, is even more evil, but understands they need to stay free and open longer because that's what really dominates And so they are still, to a certain extent, more free and more open, except for with the Trump stuff, censoring his name, not listing him as a presidential candidate, trying to block things. There's Bloomberg. China bans internet news reporting as media crackdown widens. Now, that's already started in Europe, but it's just called political correctness, where they arrest you if you mildly criticize open borders. This is draconian. And so this is the internet ghettos. Now, the good news is InfoWars saw this coming 4 years ago and shifted from being subscriber-based, advertising-based, and private sales-based by us to moving more and more to private sales. And that's why we were able to continue on. Everybody else is struggling. Even as their traffic goes up, they're turning off the old online system of, quote, clickbait. And most organizations are so bare bones, they don't know how to do other forms of advertising and other systems. I mean, it's dinosaur level. If I was running Clear Channel, and by the way, I've done, I don't want to get into inside baseball, but I did it as a test with a large Clear Channel outlet. We did a test, and with my tweaking, it brought up an ad campaign's program 3,000%. Now, you'd think Clear Channel would want that type of consulting. What I'm saying is, it's like the executives everywhere are zombies too now. It's not just the public. I mean, with only 170-something affiliates, most of them mom and pops, and the rest of it, we have built something nobody else has even got. Imagine if I had 600 radio stations, the big marquees. If I had 20 of the top stations in the country, we'd take the whole country back. But see, it isn't about a level playing field. It's about controlling everything. And so what I'm getting at here is they're not going to stop. Oh, my gosh. A couple of years ago, the major third-party site run by Amazon, Alexa.com, that, yes, we used for advertising sales for more than 15 years to say, oh, well, you claim your Google Analytics show, you've got this many things. Sure, you sent us a screenshot. Well, Alexa, wow, you're like number 400 in the country. And I see in places like England, you're like number 55. And wow, and man, that's incredible. Wow, whoa. As we start climbing, I mean, by now we'd be like 100 or something. What do they do? They just delist us and say it doesn't exist. The problem is we're still rampaging forward, growing like the blob in their eyes. So they pretend to play this game. If I saw one, I saw 5,000. And I'm not kidding. I saw articles every day for years saying Drudge is a pathetic. Drudge is collapsed. Drudge doesn't have any traffic. Drudge isn't pertinent. Drudge doesn't matter anymore. No one visits Drudge. Drudge is a joke. Drudge is a fraud. Blah, 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 blah. And, of course, Drudge was just growing. The number one news aggregator, more than New York Times, Facebook, and NBC News, and all of them combined. And it's like two people who are just populist. So how do they deal with that? They're going to come in with the Federal Elections Commission. They're openly saying they want to go after Drudge and everybody else. They're going to go in and just start not getting you passed through. They're quietly ending net neutrality to many sites where your site just is slow and people can't get to it. They're announcing they're doing that. It's a whole cocktail, but I'm just telling you, you want to live in a banana republic completely rigged, baby, this is it. And then now they're going to have a little foot-tall, round, tubular robot. That's what it is. It had red eyes you wouldn't put it in your house, but it's a little tube over there in the corner. It's like if aliens arrived and said, here's this great technology, here, take it. Oh, thank you. And then it's a Trojan horse in your house to game and to track everything you do and to actuary a profile on you and then sell that data and then figure out how to screw you better. That's all admitted. They admit it's about screwing you. And sure, we sell stuff on Amazon. And I really think that I need to go file a lawsuit. Somebody's got to do it for antitrust and point out what Amazon's doing on every end. Undercutting everybody to agree that's not even free market. Controlling the internet. Delisting people. And implying they don't have traffic to destroy them. It's the equivalent of standing out front somebody's restaurant that's been around 20 years and it's the most popular in town. You're about to open yours down the street and you go, my son died of food poisoning in there, and there's roaches as big as chihuahuas. And then going in there at night and throwing roach crap in the refrigerator and on the tables. This is sabotage. I mean, this is hardcore 21st century warfare. You know Trump's going to contest the election if they steal it, and he would have had the votes to get into the White House if Scalia hadn't died. No, he doesn't. What I'm telling you is, guys, can you cue up the State Department clip and give me the article on that? They have the head spokesman of the State Department. He's bringing the article. Thanks. They made a joke about, well, we hear about you have all this new transparency. And he goes, all the reporters together, because they're all arrogant. They're all going to go get drunk together that night. They're all going to go party together. And it's just like Gibbs, where he's just sitting there laughing the whole time. Remember the press secretary? Obama's first press secretary was in there 3 years. He said, listen, we were told to go on TV and say that there isn't a drone program, and that's 5 years after it's operating and has killed thousands of people. And this is a program admitted to exist. But let's go back. This is the psychopathic, sociopathic criminals celebrating, like when a psycho calls the cops and says, I just killed another little girl. There's nothing you can do. It's in their DNA. Let's go back to the article. Video. State Department spokesman laughs at mention of transparency and democracy, and so does the press, keeping public informed literally a running joke to government elite. And they do this all the time. You think this little smart mouth weasel, yes man, would actually build something? You think that guy will take care of his kids at 2 a.m. when they got the flu? You think that guy would stand up for his wife if somebody did something to him in a parking lot? You think these type of people are who we need around, huh? And running things? Dishonorable cowards? Little smart mouth frat boy bastards? I'm going to play the clip coming up. This is a special report I'm going to air. That if you make this go viral, this is another coffin nail to the enemy. Just like I told you, you make that emergency message to Trump go viral, he'll put election fraud front and center. He did it less than 48 hours later. Obama slipped up and basically revealed the secret election system that has been announcing elections since the 1960s. And we're going to expose it coming up in the next segment, the special report I shot last night. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. But dealing with all this rigging, almost every time Trump talks about we will not surrender to the Chinese government and Hillary's an agent, they don't just cut the TV feeds on Fox, CNN, MSNBC. They kill internet feeds. And folks, when I saw the Young Turks and went up on the little side stage at Media Row, and they blew up and spit in my face and threatened to physically attack me when one of their people had directed me up, it was a setup. Within 1 hour, YouTube, that's who they work for, had pulled the videos. It was only because we had other sites to put them on to show what they'd done that they had to back off. I walk around this office up here in the afternoon and night when Trump's giving a speech. The audio will be on, and I'll hear him start talking as I'm getting a cup of coffee or water. And he'll go, and Crooked Hillary, she's an agent. And I go, it's going to cut. See, we don't even see. This is how they overwhelm you with a technocracy. Because I'm just like so tired and just so used to it. I just go, hey, they just cut his feet again. But thank God other people are catching it. We're living in 1984 where I just expect, oh, they're going to cut that. I mean, I know when they're going to cut the feeds now. This is a tech. I have had them literally do it to me on YouTube. Because it was the YouTube stage that the Young Turks were on. Video. ABC cuts live stream when Trump starts talking about Hillary's support for ISIS. But first, let's play the State Department head spokesman making a big, enjoyable joke. Because it's fun. Look, they don't want to just piss on us. They're going to rub it in, baby. Here it is.
Welcome to the State Department. I think we have some interns in the back. Welcome. Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
Sorry.
I thought it was an exercise.
Remember Gruber?
An exercise in spin and obfuscation.
Remember Gruber?
Can you tell us?
Just going, oh, yeah, and I learned how to triple and rip everybody off. The president liked me. He liked my lies best. You know, and the other press was like, oh. And just all these arrogant sycophant reporters and the foppish spokesman just, like flying monkeys, man. And they got their witch.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Now, here's the big secret that isn't a secret. You have global corporations, the Fortune 100, six big banks that finance them with unlimited money they just print out of nothing. They are eugenicists. That is their world program. Post-industrial, anti-human, exterminist, ultra-Hitlerian operation. Proto-ultra-Hitlerian. Not neo-Hitlerian. This is what created Hitler. He was just a test. And to play the bad cop in a larger paradigm. They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism. And they are now moving forward, rolling forward with massive censorship, control, persecution, economic warfare, and every form of criminal activity you can imagine. It is imperative to completely pull out of Amazon and all these major systems at this point. I'd always believed being part of them would give us influence, and that because they created these monopolies, we could get involved in those to basically sap funding out of the globalists, which we've done successfully. But now it's reaching economic warfare level. And they're not hurting us. They're not stopping us. But they are hurting a lot of other people that didn't think ahead to stop it. And this is only a shade of things to come. But it's already ultra intense, ultra illegal, and they're just doing it. Just like it came out, Nielsen was giving CNN and MSNBC fake ratings for a decade. No one got in trouble. They were just ripping off advertisers. Fake ratings? You got 100,000 viewers? 200,000? I mean, you people are a joke. And they know it. They know they're a joke. They know they're criminal. So now they're going for broke. And all they've got is their snickering hatred and their snickering ignorance. And the New York Times comes out and says it's time to lie to everybody. They're now moralizing that lying is good and wanting to kill Trump is good. I mean, I've got the articles here. Before I go any further and show you the censored info with Trump, it's the last chance for free shipping. We're going to end it today. I'm extending it one day. It's over today on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. The non-GMO seeds, the books, the videos, the Hillary for prison shirts, everything's free shipping. The Bill Clinton rape shirts, the colloidal silver, you name it. The only thing that doesn't have free shipping is the colloidal silver, because that is 50% off. We're starting that sale. I wasn't starting it till Wednesday, but hell, it's up there, so that sale's live too. So there you go, Silver Bullet. Really good price at $19.95. For $9.95, you're not going to beat it. It's the same private labeled stuff they sell at Whole Foods for $20, $25. $9.95, great to stock up on that. Has a really long shelf life. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And here's what I'm getting at. BrainForce will sell out today, so I've got to hold back some for folks that are on auto ship. So if you want BrainForce at 40% off, you need to do that right now as well. We're about to pull that. But I want to thank you all for your support. But listen, these are great items at very low prices that are game changers. They don't want you to have good iodine in your body. Go research the iodine conspiracy. But what I'm getting at here is, it's so obvious we're the tip of the spear. It's so obvious that free independent media is under attack everywhere. And we're kicking their butt because you've been supporting us at the grassroots and circumventing their technocracy. We built our ragtag system. I am here pouring everything I can into this with the wonderful crew we've got, and I'm watching either people awaken around the world and around the country, but I'm also watching other people basically turn into zombies. Now, before I go any further, it just comes down to this. Excuse me, you guys said something, Mayor? All right, just print it whenever you give me a chance. Thanks. All the stability we've seen so far is going to be disappearing. World government's here, and it's here to wreck the planet and bring in hell on Earth and consolidate control while the globalists are in there. Armored safe zones. And it is so important for everyone to understand that this is not a game. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is not my opinion. This is the reality of what we face as a civilization. And we have a bunch of bullying. We have a bunch of intimidation going on against humanity right now. And I'm telling you, I've studied other tyrannies. Thank you. I have studied their mindsets, what makes them tick, and this tyranny we're facing is the most horrible, wicked, evil group the earth has ever faced. They want to vandalize the entire earth. They want to mutate and destroy life itself. They are a wrecking crew from hell. And anyone with discernment, anyone that has any spirit left in them knows that. A lot of people I know are falling to TV and video games and fantasy land. It's designed to do that. They're in trance states. You're not going to be able to probably reach those people. You need to reach people who aren't in the trance state, who aren't under the great delusion first. And hopefully get them to become aware of it so that they don't fall under its spell. And believe me, if you're not under its spell, you are only going to intensify your understanding and your awakening. There's a reason they're trying to put people into this artificial sleep state. And this isn't from some short story written in the 1950s, which was turned into the movie They Live, where our signal's not strong enough, we're cutting through to you. They're putting you in a near sleep trance with the signal. Our signal's not strong enough to block it. You see that, it's an allegory in a movie. It's not an allegory. By the 50s, they had flicker rates and systems that could put someone who's suggestible into a trance state. You walk by the kids watching TV, they're drooling. They're in a trance state medically. More and more people are in a trance state. And they're all got their virtual reality goggles on, sitting there, mutating down into a blob, while Zuckerberg walks the bipedal predator past his minions that he has literally brought into his own universe. And they're taking us there so that we will accept the horrors of what's going to happen here in this third dimension. This is a evil plan, and boy, let me tell you, folks, we need to be fighting it with every scrap of our bodies. If you're not sending our articles out, or if you're not taking my analysis, and here's really what I don't have. I don't have the funds, I don't have the crew, I don't have the wherewithal to actually take what I say on air and put it into daily articles and then link to the points I'm making and kind of data briefings to the world. That's what Paul Watson, 17 years ago, he would do on his own website. And I noticed he would give us credit. It was basically transcripts of what I had to say. And then he would go and actually find the links. And I said, hey, why don't you just work with me? You're just as important as we are, folks. And to yuppies and trendies and other people that hear this show for the first time and think it's a joke, listen, this isn't a joke, okay? If you think Amazon's going to stop blocking patriot, libertarian, conservative, and Christian websites and stores and delisting them and saying they don't have traffic with fraudulent information to bankrupt an entire class and group of people, don't you understand they're coming for you next? One of the biggest blind spots in this country and in this world is that people think of themselves very selfishly like it's a shield, and they go, well, I don't care if they put a big tax on, you know, say, the local highway. I don't have a car. All those expenses are going to be passed on to you, stupid. People don't understand. Well, I don't own coal stocks. Why do I care if they've doubled prices? Because that doubles the general price of electricity, and then the society crumbles. And then when other countries are able to have cheaper electricity by global design, we shut down. Now, I want to play these two clips, because this is the censored one from ABC News. The story's up on Infowars.com, and then we have the clip of what they actually censored. ABC cuts live stream when Trump starts talking about Hillary's support for ISIS. You know, he says she's the founder of ISIS. Here's where they censor.
Take a look at Orlando. Take a look at San Bernardino. Take a look at the World Trade Center. Take a look at what's going on, and then worldwide. And we let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS. That's what it
Oh, ABC's cut out right there. Now, let's go ahead and show what he actually said before they started censoring, and here it is.
Take a look at Orlando. Take a look at San Bernardino. Take a look at the World Trade Center.
If you go to Africa,
take a look at what's going on, and then worldwide. And we let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS. That's what it was. That's what it was. Her weakness. Her weak policy.
That's good. Now, I want to go ahead and go to this special report that's on InfoWars.com that needs to go absolutely total viral. It's titled Obama Slips Up, Reveals Secret Group Controlling Elections. It's on InfoWars.com. I'm going to have it red-linked. I'm going to put it back at the top of InfoWars.com, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. This needs to have maximum push. And then I've got another report. Donald Trump, if you look at actual social media numbers, is going to totally dominate Hillary with a landslide unless she steals it. Here is a key report.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
That was President Obama at a Pentagon press briefing last Thursday before he went to Martha's Vineyard to play his 300th round of golf there since he's been president. And he thinks you're off playing golf mentally, because anyone who has any basic memory, anyone that pays attention to what's happened, not just here in the United States, but all over the world, knows that election fraud from the highest levels is commonplace. And that there are hundreds of documented instances in this country's history. Now, that's just establishment election fraud. Voter fraud goes on by the millions every 2 years. That's been confirmed. So Obama gets up there and says, election fraud, what's that? It's like when Hillary was before the Senate committee and they said, what about the Turkish ambassador in Benghazi? She goes, turkeys, thinking the public wouldn't know about the country of Turkey. Instead, would have thought of a ground foraging bird that we eat on Thanksgiving. Now, here at InfoWars, we're going to be chronicling every single day in the next 90 days till the election what's really happening. And we're going to break down the facts of what's unfolding. But before I get into who actually counts the votes here, because Obama slipped up when he said, oh, if Trump's 15 points ahead in polls, but then doesn't win, then I'll be suspicious. He knows good and damn well that the polls themselves are fixed. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first, I want to look at what he said in the transcript of his speech. Now, there are five lies just in these four paragraphs, but I'm just going to focus on two for the sake of brevity. This is from the transcript of what President Obama said. If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there's a conspiracy theory that is propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it is not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make sense. We're talking about a national election. We're talking about theft of battleground states like Ohio and Florida that are continually being stolen by both sides. We're not talking about places like Oregon or places like Texas. Oregon going for Democrats, Texas going for Republicans historically. But see, he builds a straw man. Oh, we hear this conspiracy theory out of Texas. That's how they always refer to us, the Texan, or the Texas conspiracy theory. Oh, you know, we know Trump's listened to that guy. What? You think we're going to steal Texas? Why, Republicans run Texas. How preposterous. So he builds a straw man. Then he goes on, and this is the key, to say, if Mr. Trump is up 10 or 15 points on election day, and he ends up losing, then you know maybe he can raise some questions, Obama said. That doesn't seem to be the case at the moment. Obama has really stepped in it. Thanks to Trump coming out and exposing the fact that they tried to rig the primaries against him and did steal the primary from Bernie Sanders, Obama has been forced to come out and respond to this. And in doing so, he screwed up. Did you catch it? He said, oh, don't worry, Hillary's ahead in the polls. And look, we're going to go off those polls come election day. What he didn't tell you was twofold. He didn't tell you that Reuters and AP are part of the super secret private consortium that announces who the winner is nationwide. It's been a controversy every election for decades. We're going to get to that in a moment. And he didn't tell you that they've changed the methodology since Trump got way ahead in the polls to sample 10 to 15% more Democrats in a poll than Republicans, putting Hillary 10 to 15 points ahead fraudulently in what a lot of top pollsters have called criminal fraud, absolute malfeasance. So let's look at some of those poll numbers. Here's an example from Reuters' own website, where they conducted polls July 16th to July 20th with the new methodology they are still continuing with. 650 Democrats versus 496 Republicans. Then they've been caught also skewing so-called independents, 196, mainly picking, quote, Democrats and progressives. Then they're able to give you the number of Hillary Clinton 7 to 10 points ahead. And they're continuing to use this methodology, something they've never done before. But despite that, if you fast forward to now, in early August, Zero Hedge breaks down and links directly to Reuters, where suddenly her 10-point lead has shrunk to 3 points or has evaporated in some of their other polls. Despite the fraudulent methodology of adding 10 to 15 percentage points to Hillary by sampling, knowing Democrats are going to go for her, she still has 0 to 3% lead. That gives Trump a 10 to 12% lead. And don't forget, there's a lot of closeted voters out there that are just populists who want change. A lot of Sanders voters, who know they were robbed, who are scared to say they're voting for Trump, but are planning to vote for Trump. Now let's look at the most important information yet. Breitbart is reporting on numbers that anybody can compile for themselves that Gateway Pundit put together. These are public numbers. These are crowdsourcing. And whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, you name it, Trump has 3, 4, 5 times the positive reviews and the support that Hillary does. And that's what we see on the streets of America. We can't find Hillary signs or Hillary stickers. We did exit polls ourselves in California, and 8 out of 10 people were supporting Sanders over Hillary. But see, don't forget, AP, and we're getting to that right now, met the day before with the superdelegates at a rich donor's house with Hillary. And the superdelegates said, we're going for Hillary regardless. So that's when AP admits they, quote, called it for Hillary. And then AP itself, part of the secretive organization, then the next day announced the winners at about 8 o'clock at night. And they did it arrogantly right out in plain view. Why? Because the bigger the fraud, the more you have to act like what you're doing is completely normal. Now, it's very important to note, I have interviewed the late, great Collier brothers. I have interviewed Bev Harris, who made the documentary Hacking Democracy for HBO. I have interviewed hundreds of experts, mathematicians, statisticians, chief engineers that have testified to legislatures in Congress that they were ordered to engage in fraud. And this is bipartisan. So when Obama denies all this is going on, this is admitted fact. You know about black box voting fraud. Everybody's seen it in the news. Again, it's like he's denying something that everybody knows exists. But what the public's not aware of is how they do it. Now, they can steal the election at the local area with hacking. They can stuff the ballot boxes, and that certainly goes on. But the way it's really done is in close battleground states, you simply have the news announce hours before the polls close that someone else is projected to win and that other people don't go and cast their ballots, or everyone just kind of gives up and believes that person is really the winner. But no one ever asks who actually tallies the votes at the national level. Shortly after JFK's death in 1963, the Associated Press officially, but very quietly, took over the tabulation nationally of who the supposed winners of the elections were. Election after election, voter news services numbers didn't match up with the real exit polls and recounts. They got caught in so many national computer glitches that they were forced to disband the organization after the 2002 election. But one day later, a new corporation was formed with the exact same 6 companies at the head. And that, of course, was National Election Pool. National Election Pool is made up, again, of the very same mainstream media that runs the fraudulent polls and then ensures that those fraudulent poll numbers are regurgitated on election night. And they're so arrogant, they're so brazen now, that they actually met before multiple primaries, like the California primary, and decided that Bernie Sanders would not get the popular vote, even though the popular vote did go to him in New Hampshire, California, and 9 other states. What you've seen here is a snapshot of the ocean of proof of election fraud. Many people have died trying to bring this information out. The Collier brothers went through living hell. Their daughter fights on valiantly today. So does Bev Harris. I want to challenge all of you to go out and do your own basic research on this and then ask yourself, what on earth is Obama doing when he makes a joke out of this? He's doing the same thing that the spokesperson for the State Department did last Thursday when they brought up how they're supposed to be transparent and open. He made a big joke, and so did the media, and they laughed at the American people.
Welcome to the State Department. I think we have some interns in the back. Welcome. Good to see you in this exercise and transparency and democracy.
That's just like Gibbs, the former press secretary. For years after the drone program was public, he was told to go on TV and say it didn't exist.
The New York Times reports that Vice President Biden, in these sessions talking about the way forward, has pressed specifically for a strategy that elevates the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, and de-emphasizes U.S. combat forces on the ground. Can you tell us if that's true?
Major, I think you can understand why. I'm not going to get into internal discussions.
You know, if that's true or not.
I'm not going to get into it.
The drone program exists. The government lying to us exists. Election fraud exists. And we've seen them pull out the stops with fake polls, Google delisting Trump. We have seen Hillary's own emails sending protesters to act like Bernie Sanders people to attack Trump folks. So these two sides that should work together instead would be involved in a civil war. We've seen dirty trick after dirty trick. And the good news is the American people and the people of the world aren't buying the fraud anymore. It was just 8 days ago that I put out an emergency message to Donald Trump concerning the evidence of election fraud. And you know what? Trump responded within 48 hours, and it became a national issue and a national debate, and Obama was forced to respond. Now, if Trump and others point out that we have this national election pool running the show, they may be forced to back off. You see, Trump isn't a puppet like a Mitt Romney or a John McCain. He's not going to sit there and let them steal this from the American people. And now it's up to the American people to do our job and help Mr. Trump and help Bernie Sanders supporters as well ensure that free and open elections continue on in this country. They may have stolen it from Sanders at the nomination level, but they're not going to steal this national election without an information warfare fight. Now, that extremely important report is on InfoWars.com right now. And I don't want the credit from Breitbart or WorldNet Daily or Daily Caller or any of these places. I know you're better organizations that, you know, might actually research this yourselves and put reports on it. Zero Hedge, you name it. I'm asking for your children, my children, for the future safety of this world, that everybody go burrow into our research, find out it's accurate, and get it out to everybody you know. The video is up on InfoWars.com. It's a special report. Obama slips up. Secret group running elections reveal. You need to get this video out to everybody you know. There's another video I'm going to play dealing with social media and how far Trump really is ahead there as well. The reason they're panicking in the New York Times and places and saying, let's just not even tolerate opposition now, I didn't even get to that key point, is because they know Trump's 15 points ahead. And I haven't even gotten yet to the New York Times, not just calling, you know, and admitting they censor, but saying, shut down opposition. They're going full totalitarian.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
In the face of that, we have to get aggressive. Today.